From June 15th through the 25th, Washington's intrepid, adventurous, spooky action theater closes their season with an inventive and experiential staging of Jose Rivera's Sonnets for an Old Century. This area premiere of a captivating work is directed by the company's brand new artistic director, Elizabeth Dinkova, who joins me to talk about the production. Elizabeth, welcome.
Thank you. It's very exciting to be able to do this play as my first introduction into DC theater because I have admired the surreal and moving and entirely unexpected nature of Jose's work for a long time. And when I was thinking about my first show, I was looking for a text that was going to showcase the full spectrum of acting talent that the DC theater community has to offer. And because Sonnets dive so deeply into the psychic residue of the lives of these really idiosyncratic and fascinating characters, I'm thrilled to have assembled a great large cast to be able to do this and to explore really meaningful and exciting work that doesn't get the love it deserves.
In part, it was inspired by the nature of the play and a passion for the conversation that Rivera is having, inspired in part by a desire to showcase the local acting talent that can support a play of this scale. But also, is there something about this that felt like an introduction of you and your aesthetic and a fit for the company?
Yes. What I look for in a play is some kind of a thrilling theatrical conceit in the middle of it, which this play certainly has, because it allows audience members to explore the afterlife and what 10 different versions of the afterlife might look like. I also look for a really palpable, moving emotional core. And I think everybody can relate to this question of what story you might want to share if you had one chance to share your thoughts and feelings with the universe. Something else that is really exciting about this production is that one of our 10 cast members is actually Jose Rivera himself. We just had a weekend in which we went up to his house in New York and we recorded a video of him performing one of the monologues that is personally meaningful to him. So we get to have this guest star appearance in conjunction with our local cast.
What a remarkable opportunity. Was that the first time that he had performed in this piece?
He has performed it more informally at fundraisers, but it's the first time that he has fully immersed himself in being an actor in it.
Wonderful. Well, this is filled with debut opportunities and further enriching the experience. As I understand it, you're going to be staging it experientially throughout the entire Universalist Church where you all have your home theater.
When I first arrived into the spooky action space, I was thrilled by our tiny but mighty reconfigurable black box, but I was even more impressed by the beautiful and magical architecture of the church. And I started to think about whether there was a way to reintroduce the DC theater community to the full space, to showcase the resources that we've got and what we can do if we really think creatively about this connection that we've had with the church space. And the church board really embraced this idea and welcomed us into transforming each of those different rooms into this vision of the afterlife. So I'm excited for the audience to experience the space in a way in which they haven't in a very long time.
A perfect marriage of medium, message, and messenger. Once again, Sonnets for an Old Century by Jose Rivera performs June 15th through 25th at Spooky Action Theater, 1810 16th Street, down in Washington, D.C. More information and tickets are available at spookyaction.org. Thank you so much and break a leg with your debut.
Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you at the show, Gavin.